We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming at you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We've talked all Penn State. We're going to look at the national college football picture. The college football playoff, which went in a little different direction. We talked earlier this week just all about that Ohio State-Purdue game. Ohio State walking the tightrope for a few weeks in a row, and they ended up getting burned in the end. Burned pretty bad. 48-20, they lose. It changed, you know, let's start with the Big Ten's role in the college football playoff and who's got a shot to make that four-team field. What needs to happen? It's my belief, Greg, you know, you've got Michigan playing Ohio State the final week of the regular season. There's not a lot of evidence that suggests that whoever wins the Big Ten West, which is completely up for grabs, can play with either Michigan or Ohio State. So you got to figure, Greg, if one of these teams is a one-loss Big Ten champion, the Big Ten's going to get either Michigan or Ohio State in.
Yeah.
Start right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard for me to say. So Michigan, Ohio State, obviously, well, because I was actually just reading something interesting. It was a CBS article that was making the case for and against a variety of potential playoff scenarios. And like I had mentioned earlier, I honestly do think Iowa's going to win the Big Ten West. They're going to beat Penn State. They're going to win out. They're going to win the Big Ten West. So the question then would become, because if Iowa would obviously they're going to face one of Michigan or Ohio State, could they get into the college football playoff if they win the Big Ten title game? I say no. Good thing is, though, we don't have to worry about that, because I think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State, Michigan's going to beat Iowa, and Michigan will get into the college football playoff. I think LSU loses to Alabama. I think that will drop them just low enough to shoot Michigan in, because I don't think Bama's losing. Clemson, they like to mess around sometimes. I guess they could pick up a loss, but I don't think they're going to fall. And Notre Dame, I mean, unless you think that Notre Dame's going to go to out to USC and lose in the last game of the season.
That's exactly what I think.
Okay, so, I mean, my four at this point in time would be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. Obviously, you don't think that, so what say you?
So Alabama, yeah, I think Alabama's going to run the table. The cleanest thing that could happen to the college football playoff is Alabama not losing at all. Where things could start to get dicey a little bit is on November 3rd, if Alabama goes on the road to LSU and loses to LSU, you start to get pretty messy about that, because this is an opportunity next weekend. I think they're both off this weekend. It's an opportunity next weekend for Alabama to knock one deserving team out of the college football playoff. Essentially, if history proves true, again, a two-loss team is not getting into the playoff, and that's where LSU would be. That would open a pathway. Michigan is the next team in that situation. So right now, I've got it at Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU in some capacity. But LSU is probably going to be out. Alabama is probably going to run the table. Probably going to beat who? Georgia and in the SEC title game. So yep. There is a scenario where things start to get messy, though, and that includes Alabama losing to LSU. I do think Notre Dame is going to lose one game, and I think they're going to play themselves out because of that one loss. You'll get a Big Ten team in. The question is, if LSU loses to Alabama, if Notre Dame does lose a game, who gets in outside of the Michigan or Ohio State winner? And, you know, to use your scenario where you're giving Iowa a lot of credit that I'm not willing to give them yet, Iowa goes on the road and beats Penn State. Iowa beats Wisconsin. They win the Big Ten West, and then they beat Michigan or Ohio State in the Big Ten title game with one loss. That sounds to me like a college football playoff team to me.
Yeah.
They're gonna have beaten probably two top 25 teams on their way to the Big Ten title game. And then if they beat, let's say, Michigan in the Big Ten title game, who would be in the college football playoff picture, I think they're in.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No.
But I think they're in with one loss.
How many teams do you think still have a shot to get in at this point?
I think Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU with a big game on the horizon against Alabama, Michigan, Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State.
Okay.
Am I missing anybody?
No, I think that's about it. I mean, Kentucky,
I'm not a big believer
West
in Florida.
Virginia, no. Florida, no. Oklahoma, I mean, no. Yeah. I don't think Oklahoma can get in, honestly. I don't. I think I would give the lean to Texas if I was forced to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, other than that, you're looking at two lost teams. UCF, no, get out of here. Their AD just put out some crazy statement because Kirk Herbstreit said that other teams are more deserving of a spot in the New Year's Six game besides UCF, and their AD, of course, was up in arms about that. Look, man. Fine and well, but here's your schedule, UCF. You beat UConn, yawn. South Carolina State, double yawn. Had a game against North Carolina that you probably would have lost canceled. Congratulations. There's no reschedule for that. I wonder why. Florida Atlantic, yawn. Pittsburgh, we saw what Pittsburgh is this year. SMU, Memphis, and East Carolina. I mean, I get it's a byproduct of the league they play in, but come on, man. Enough of this whole UCF undefeated so they get special treatment thing. They are a group of five team for a reason. If they want to step up in competition and you know, I'm sure there could be some conference realigning so that they could get into one of the Power Five conferences. That's what they want to do. Play a real schedule, and then let's see if you are college football playoff material. But right now, sorry, they're not.
You have to play big games, and you have to win big games to get in the college football playoff. That's just the fact of the matter. That's the way that we're set up now. I do think at some point in time, we're going to move into a future where there's at least six teams in the college football playoff picture. I tend to hope for more like eight, where you can automatically make the top group of five team. You can put them in there and see what they can do. But as of right now, with five conferences, with five big time, you know, with big time programs in it, there's just not room for a team that doesn't play any real competition. I don't care what the record says. It's not really about the record.
No.
I get that UCF is frustrated because they feel like they don't have a chance, and I think that's well and good. It's not that they're a group of five team. It's they're just not playing enough good teams to really say one way or another if they deserve it. And when you have not only four teams that play a brutal schedule and emerge from it with an 11-1, 12-0 record or whatever, but then you have two, three, four, five more teams who make a compelling case to be in, I'm sorry, there's just not room for UCF.
Yeah.
That's just the way things are. And if they want to change that math, they're going to have to start playing some really good out-of-conference teams.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, North Carolina, which maybe could have given that chance to them this year, was canceled and not rescheduled. So I've changed my mind on the whole eight team playoff thing. I really have. I was originally pounding the table for it, and you could go back and listen to the archives of this show and find it, I can guarantee you. But not anymore, man. I don't think there's eight teams good enough to earn that opportunity. I really truly don't. I think four is good. You know, we were talking before we started started today that, you know, every October 1st, we have these conversations about how in the world can the committee, how can the committee sort out all these undefeated teams? There's 17 undefeated teams. Right now, there's one lost LSU at number four, one lost Michigan at number five. You know, UCF's undefeated, but that doesn't count. So South Florida is too, same thing. So, I mean,
That is Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I'll get a letter next. I just don't think that we have eight teams worthy of being in the college football playoff. I think four is perfect. I really do. Like I said, I did not believe that before. I do now.
So why I'm in favor of eight teams is because you can have, instead of everything being a committee making a choice, you can have a lot more clear-cut, a clear process for who gets in, who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's imperfect along the way, and a good example would be, you know, this year right now, where let's say the Pac-12 champion, it might not be as deserving as the third best team in the SEC.
Uh-huh.
You accept that. But right now, you take the five Power Five champs, you take a group of five and two at large. And I think that covers a lot of bases. I think it is inclusive to the group of five, whoever the best team is from there. Certainly an unbeaten UCF this year and last year would give a chance to give some of that NCAA basketball tournament feel, where the little guy,
yeah,
A, has a shot to play for it all, B, has a shot to deliver a big statement that is just not available to them now. As much as I say that UCF doesn't deserve to be in, I think it's as much about the system as anything. They don't have an opportunity. And what are you playing it for if there legitimately is not an opportunity? I think that's why ultimately you'll get to a point where there's some formula in place. And it could maybe six teams get there. Maybe six teams where the group of the Power Five and the group of five that can all be represented. There's something better out there that's more clear cut that puts less into this committee's hands. You know, that's the only reason. I'm not one for saying that more teams deserve to be in necessarily. I'm more for let's iron out the exact criteria and make it nice and easy.
So, yeah, so in that case, would the committee then still be around to, I guess, rank the eight teams?
Well, they got to justify their existence somehow.
Or you could just get rid of them.
Yeah.
Let eight guys at a bar
vote. I think seeding would be their responsibility.
Okay.
And seeding would be huge because I don't think you get to six teams or eight teams without having some kind of home field advantage.
You have to. Yeah, you couldn't play, what would that end up being, three neutral site games in a row? You can't do that. So, yeah. I mean, I would be, if you were going to do it that way, fine, but I don't know. Like, so that would take the top eight out of play in a way because you would get some different, champions, I guess, that would enter the mix there. I don't know. I like four. I understand where you're coming from. I sort of agree with it, but I just think four is proven to be the correct number. We'll see. But it would be interesting, though, if you were playing an eight or even a six and you got that first game at home, kind of like wild card weekend in a way. I think that would really be fun and a neat way to spruce up a sport that, look, it's struggling with attendance. Ratings, I guess, are doing okay, but games take too long. Penn State, Indiana was 3 hours and 47 minutes, and there really weren't that many stoppages. It was just a long, long football game, and you're competing against a lot of stuff anymore. So anything you can do to spice it up might be worth trying.
And preserve what they want to preserve, which is that every week in the regular season matters. If you're talking about entry into your team's conference championship game, every week matters. If you want to play for home field, every week matters. So I think you preserve – and ultimately, we're moving in that direction, so we'll see when that happens. Just a look around a little bit. I think Alabama, clear-cut, the number one team in the country. I'm curious to see if they haven't been in a dogfight, when they get into one at LSU, if they will be ready for it, because their average margin of victory is over 38 points. Ohio State fell 9 points in the AP poll from number 2 to number 11 after the loss to Purdue. I think they can come back from it. Beating Michigan, if they're a top-five team at the end of the regular season, would go a long way. Clemson, a big statement against another unbeaten NC State, 41-7. No more ranked teams left on the schedule there. NC State came in 5-0. Trevor Lawrence threw for 308 and a touchdown. I think it was a good transition point for Clemson. I think they're in. LSU 19-3 over Mississippi State. Notre Dame and Texas both off this past week, so you didn't have a lot of change beyond that. So we'll see moving forward. I think the Pac-12, unless some miracle happens, there's just not much of a chance there. Not a lot of respect for the depth of that conference. So I think you're seeing the teams that are going to be the Final Four are in the top 8 or 10 teams right now. Ohio State at number 11, mathematically, still has a shot to get back into it. We will see what happens. Thank you for tuning in this week. All the stuff that we've talked about today can be found on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or by downloading the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.